Uploading.
Three, two, one.
Winner!
Well, welcome everybody to Backstage Banter. This is the moment where... This is the moment where we actually just chat while we're waiting for things to happen.
A little bit of chit-chat.
Who's here right now? Let's do a quick roll call. Harry Slade is present.
And Lee Slade, also present.
Johnny Not Slade Lewis is also present.
Yes, Johnny is not related.
No.
But imagine if we were all the same family.
We are kind of, because we are God's family.
Oh! Yes, we are God's family.
Hey, so yeah. I have a question. I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
True story. Serious question.
True story.
True story.
Serious both together.
Also, do you guys know how the internet works?
Yeah.
Do you actually?
No. Well,
you don't look so convinced.
I turn the Wi-Fi on and things connect.
No, but like how it works, like not just, not like, oh, I've turned it, like, but where does it come from and all that gear? Because...
I imagine there's a big tent somewhere in the middle of nowhere that they've...
In a desert.
In the desert, and they've literally mined it out of the ground. Something like that. You know, so, like, I feel like there's something
different. In
Can
the
you
desert.
Stop?
No, no, no. I just no. I want to just I just want to unpack what you said.
In the desert.
The internet is in a desert, in a hole in the ground.
No, I said no. The tent is in the desert.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, but you said dug out of the ground. There's
it could
a tent.
Be anywhere. Well, they could
that
have
has
like,
the internet.
Is it like a precious stone, but it's not?
Yeah, I'm
it's not
like
gold or diamond. Yeah, maybe, it's internet.
Well, what is internet? That's not what I think it's something you could resource.
Okay, can I tell you? Because I found this out a few years ago.
Wait. Before you tell us what it is.
Yeah.
Can I throw out my theory?
Tell us.
Because we've got dirt in the ground, tent dirt in the ground from Johnny.
Yeah, great.
I think a pretty good one.
I think there's this place.
Okay, it's going bad
No. Listen, hear me out. There's a place and it sends up internet to space.
The satellites. Mm-hmm.
Boinged it down.
Well, yeah, that's what happens after it's mined out of the desert, though.
What are they mining for? It's not mining, right?
Internet! What you're basically saying is the second half of what
no,
I'm saying.
No, no, what I'm saying is it's a computer algorithm.
But
there's a dude, named Richard, and Richard is
the internet.
Coding the internet, and he's boinging it up to space. It boings back down onto my iPad. I watch Arise Kids
TV. Look, I'm not sure whose idea was
worse.
Let
me tell you, boys, enough speculating.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how it's actually made.
Okay.
So, it's also not known, so internet is also known as the World Wide Web.
Yes. Spiders.
It
mechanical
is.
Spiders. I knew
mechanical
it.
Spiders.
I don't think I'm ever going to get through.
It's a spider's web that we just latch on a little spider. Oh, that gets
Spider-Man actually invented.
Spider-Man's real?
Spider-Man is real. He's actually Richard.
Oh, I knew it all along.
Okay, boys, enough talk.
Sorry.
Because let me tell you, it is not a spider's web, but it is a literal web of coils and cords across the world. Worldwide web. And a whole bunch of places, all over the world. There's one in Russia, there's one in California, there's a bunch all over the world of giant, what they call server farms.
Look at that!
So Spider-Man Richard is sitting in a tent in the desert, on a farm tent, in the desert, and his cable's plugged into a server farm.
Kind of. So then there's all these server farms with, so everything that's ever on the internet, your cat videos, every Arise Kids TV episode, you know, the photos of your dinner.
The important things, of course.
You know, that funny little video that your mum posted of you on the internet.
Yes.
It's all in these server farms, living on hard drives, so it exists somewhere. And then it's connected all over the place with all these wires that go in the sea and under the ground and all over the place. And then when you get the internet, you have this thing called a router that you plug into the wall.
Yes, I know
that's
that.
Come from under the ground.
That's what I turn on.
And that's why Wi-Fi works. But that's how the internet works. And when I found this out, my mind was blown because I thought it was like, I thought it was satellites like Harry suggested, and it was just kind of like in the atmosphere.
Like what,
And it's not, it's an actual web. And when I found this out, my mind was blown. And I was like, what about the cords in the water?
Yeah.
Surely the sharks would want to
eat
them.
Well, they get wet, right?
Well, yeah, but they'll be covered up.
Yeah, so like most good electrical cords. They're covered with like a rubber or a plastic.
Ah, okay. Probably rubber. But they would deteriorate surely over the years.
Yes, so this is
deteriorate?
The thing.
Deteriorate means break down. Like yeah, as in it'll break rubber down. Would wear out. It yes. would not so, be rubber anymore.
Yes, but that's when I found this out, I asked the group, I said, group.
What group is this? Who are you talking to this yeah.
Just some friends.
Richard, in the tent, and that's Richard. It's Richard. Just, yeah. Old mate
Did
Richard.
You find this my out on the World
Well, actually, no. My friend Nathan, who actually has spoken on Arise Kids TV, he's awesome. He's got a beard. And Pastor Ray, we were chatting with them as
City
well
campus,
as.
Pastor.
Yeah. So lots
of
fun.
Good work there, I see. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we were chatting about it one time when we were having dinner, and it was wild. And then I found out. I said, what about the sharks? And everyone said, no, Annalise, that's such a silly thing. Why would you say that? Sharks don't want to eat the internet. And then I found out that they do. And I proved them all wrong. And apparently, for some reason, sharks are kind of like drawn to the cords. And they're like,
yeah, yeah,
on
because
them.
It'll be the electrical like pulses
yes,
from it.
Yes,
yeah.
And so they're drawn
work.
To it.
They don't have good eyesight.
True story.
Yeah,
naturally.
Pulses. No, yeah, naturally. Sharks are drawn to electric pulses. Of
they
course,
are, because
naturally.
There's no, because, like echolocation and stuff. Have you seen Finding Dory? Have you seen Finding Dory?
I've seen Finding. She's not a shark.
No,
but there's
Dory.
Sharks in it.
You know the big whale.
No, that's a beluga whale.
Yeah, but it's the same with sharks. They've got a similar kind of.
They're different animals, guys.
Yeah,
but they have the
same
thing.
Skills. Yeah.
A tiger's a different animal, but they can still see like me. They can't see, right?
And tigers. Tigers and lions are different animals, but they both go rah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's not true. Tigers actually chuff.
Okay. Tell us. Chuff. Shark is.
Legit? Someone go on the World Wide Web and play a tiger sound, because that's actually what they sound like. They don't roar. It's true.
Okay, so what we've learned today. Thank you.
What
did
you hear
learned,
that?
Okay, what we've
but
learned.
That just sounds like a burp.
Okay, yeah, what we've learned is that the internet isn't run by Spider Richard.
Correct.
In a tent in the desert, it's run by cables, and sharks eat the cables, and lions chuff.
No,
tigers chuff. And also, whales and sharks are exactly the same.
No, that's not what we've learned. They've just got similar skills.
More or less.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, guys.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that education while we waited to get started for filming. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. I'm not sure if people will come back after that one.
You've been listening to the Backstage Banter podcast. If you like what you've heard and want some more, listen to all the other episodes from Arise Kids. If you're a parent and want to stay up to date with all the cool things happening from Arise Kids, follow us on Instagram. Simply search Arise Kids and give us a follow. We're also on YouTube. Simply search Arise Kids TV, like and subscribe, and you'll never miss a thing.